There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Have you heard about the doctors that have been found dead? It's a story that is just so hard to believe, but yet it now appears they're on the seventh dead doctor, possibly eight, if you consider Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Now, I'm not saying that they have been murdered or there's any conspiracy here, but I'm saying that seven dead doctors, it just doesn't make any sense. They are all involved in alternative medicine, many of them anti-vaccine, and many of them looking at autism. This tragic situation of fairly young people includes autism researcher Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, Dr. Bruce Hedendahl, who was a chiropractor, Teresa Severs, MD, who was an anti-cancer doctor, Lisa Riley, osteopathic physician, Dr. Baron Holt, Dr. Ronald Schwartz, and then there is a Dr. Fitzpatrick, and Dr. Jeffrey Whiteside, that have simply vanished. No one has an answer. No one knows why it's occurring. I will tell you that Teresa Severs has been featured on Nancy Grace, whether that's a positive or negative thing. But they've been following that story, and she was brutally murdered. Brutally murdered. So the question is, it happens. Think about this. A heart attack happens when there is a buildup of plaque in your arteries. Buildup causes a loss of blood supply to your heart, and then you get a heart attack. Essentially, a heart attack is dead tissue that is killed during the loss of blood flow. The dead tissue results in extreme pain and pressure, both of which are experienced at the moment your body tells your heart it's being attacked. Cardiovascular health is extremely important. And they're now saying that there are hints that happen. Here are some of the six most common symptoms: cold sweats and dizziness. Everybody knows what that is. The cold sweat, you're sweating and you feel really uncomfortable. Well, your brain is not getting the proper blood flow when that happens. You're in extreme danger when that happens also. Then chest pressure. One of the most notable signs of them all, the pressure is a clear sign that an attack is near. Many people ignore the pressure, claiming it's nothing more than just, you know, indigestion or whatever. But you should always get chest pressure checked out. Weakness. Becoming increasingly weak is another dangerous sign. This is because your arteries have continued to narrow. This doesn't allow the proper blood flow throughout the body. Number four, cold and flu symptoms. They often come right before a heart attack happens. Very scary signs. Fatigue. If you're feeling so tired all the time, fatigue. And then finally, number six, shortness of breath. Due to the loss of blood flow to the lungs that you're suffering, When not enough blood gets to the lungs, you will not be able to take in enough air. We'll be back with James Corbett after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. As we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. James Corbett is our guest today. James Corbett of the Corbett Report. And, of course, the website, Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T-T, report.com. He is an independent listener-supported alternative news source. He operates on the principle of open source intelligence. He has podcasts, interviews, articles, and videos. And, of course, one of the best videos I've ever seen, 9/11, a conspiracy theory, has 2.5 million views on it. If you've not seen it, 9/11, a conspiracy theory, is well worth your time. It's one of the absolute best. He does a podcast. He does video production. He does writing. And I encourage you to go to CorbettReport.com and FukushimaUpdate.com. James Corbett, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you so much for having me back on, Joyce. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's been a while, and things don't seem to have gotten any better during the time that you've been gone either, do they? Have they?
Well, I wish we could say that they have, but it looks like in just about any area that you're looking at, the answer would be no. And I think there's been some pretty tectonic moves all over the map, but geopolitically in Europe and economically and everywhere else, I think it's getting to be some pretty amazing and stunning times, but not necessarily in the good way.
Boy, I like that tectonic moves. Boy, that is a good visual. Yeah, we are looking at, right, I mean, even today, what's happening with the Shanghai market, the Shanghai composite being down 8.5%, and China cannot stop the slide. What are you hearing about what is going on in China with respect to these 21 brokerages that have been ordered to purchase the stock?
Well, I think this is a question of live by the sword, die by the sword. And ultimately, the entire stock market bull run that we've seen in China over the past year has been facilitated by the Beijing government basically stepping in and promising the moon to all sorts of investors. Of course, China is now trying to make the big shift over from being an export-based economy to having a domestic demand economy. And in order to do that, they're trying to prop up their stock market and make it look like they have a functioning sort of financial base to build on. And in order to do that, they basically facilitated all sorts of ways that the average Joe Blow investor can start getting into the stock market now that the Chinese people are starting to have a bit of money to play around with. And so basically for the last several months, we've seen a full court press going out in China, more or less guaranteeing that Beijing would be backstopping the market. And so we saw this huge run-up facilitated by all of this credit that's been going into the stock market, all of this margin lending, both above board on record official margin lending, and then margin lending through all of these various shadow banking facilities that has thrown billions of Chinese yuan into the stock market. So we saw this big balloon, and when that started to deflate over the past few weeks, of course we saw that huge dip, and then we saw China just once again stepping in and basically living up to their promise of backstopping the market. They've done all sorts of interventions, everything that you can think of to try to stop the blood from flowing. And perhaps one of the most dramatic scenes occurred on July 4th when basically the China Securities Regulation Commission locked a bunch of brokerages in a room and basically ordered them to hand over 120 billion yuan to help backstop the market. And that's just one of the many things that they've been doing. So what we've been seeing is basically the Chinese government is in control of the market in all sorts of different ways, and they've been trying to backstop this. And what we saw today is the fact that you can't continue to do this. Ultimately, it will come down, and we're seeing people trying to take a little bit of profit from what's happened in the past week or two as they stop the blood from flowing. But it's just starting to hemorrhage again, and it's a pretty nightmarish scenario for all of these average Chinese Joe Blow investors who have just gotten into the markets and are now getting completely soaked through all of this.
Oh my goodness, just getting hammered. Yes. Now, the Nikkei, it's having its own problems also there in Japan, where you are.
The Nikkei is an interesting story because, of course, what we've seen for the last few years is that QE phenomenon, basically the Japanese-style Abenomics, where they've been part of the Abenomics was to double the monetary supply in the period of 2 years, which they've largely done through Bank of Japan just basically creating funny money. And so that's ballooned the Nikkei up to, if not record highs, it's certainly multi-decade highs. And what we've seen in the Nikkei is just the effect of that. And it, of course, it is not representative in any way, shape, or form of the actual underperforming of the Japanese economy, which continues to lag. We continue to see really, I mean, just real actual income averaged out with the inflation has been in the negative for quarter after quarter after quarter after quarter, so that the average Japanese person is making less and less and less money, relatively speaking. But the Abe gets to parade around as if something has actually happened because the Nikkei is now over 20,000.
And I think, what was it, down 200 points, I think, yesterday, something like that?
194.43, yeah. From the latest reading. It's down almost an entire percentage point. So, yes, I mean, some of the bad economic news of Japan is starting to catch up, but I think there's a lot more to go when we start to see what's really underneath these markets, which, again, just as in the case in the United States and many other places around the world, it is central bank funny money, liquidity, and printing that is backstopping this market, exactly the same as the Dow Jones and the S&P.
You know, this lawsuit now accusing 22 banks of manipulating the U.S. Treasury auctions, I find this interesting that they've been served as primary dealers of U.S. Treasury securities. They were sued in federal court on Thursday in what was described as the first nationwide class action involving a conspiracy to manipulate Treasury auctions that harmed both investors and borrowers. The state Boston Retirement System, Pension Fund for Boston Public Employees. They all accused Bank of America's Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, HSBC, you know, JP Morgan, etc., and 14 other defendants of illegally trying to profit from the sale of Treasury bills. It seems like nothing ever comes of these cases, and they just go on and continue to do more of what they were already doing in the first place. Do we see anything that might come from this lawsuit?
Well, who knows at this point, but I would imagine it will be, if anything does come of it, nothing more than throwing some underlings under the bus. And I think you're exactly right. We've seen exactly this type of lawsuit coming and going in multiple different variations over the last few years. I mean, people can think back to LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate, and that huge multi-trillion-dollar scam. However much, I mean, it's incalculable the extent to which the manipulations of LIBOR had an effect on the world economy, but it certainly did, and that continues to drag on, and not much in particular has happened to any of the big players because of that. There's been some slap on the wrist type fines and things, but ultimately not much has come of that. We've seen also the gold fix and other things being exposed. But again, it's always the same type of story where exactly as in this Treasury auction manipulation. Basically, it was these traders were conspiring behind the scenes and basically sharing information with each other through instant messages and other means to swap confidential customer information and coordinating trading strategies based on that insider information. We've seen that permutations of that happening over and over. But ultimately, what becomes of this is a little bit of parade for the DOJ to show that they're actually doing something, mm-hmm. but not much actually happens in terms of, I mean, I don't expect that any major executive of any of these banks is ultimately going to lose their job over this. It's going to be some underlings and some traders, and right. Everyone will pat themselves on the back for a job well done regulating the traders once again.
I mean, HSBC, for instance, I mean, when it comes to criminal actions or alleged criminal actions, I mean, they are just, they've got more than they can say grace over, it seems like, but yet nothing happens. You know, they're kind of like a Teflon bank, you know, too big to fail. Anyway, this case, in case anybody is interested, is the State Boston Retirement System v. Bank of Nova Scotia. That's the style of the case in the Southern District of New York. You know, I was shocked to find out last week that Houston is in worse shape financially than Detroit, and that they have got a huge amount of unfunded liabilities when it comes to pension funds. I was amazed that it could be that bad in a place where they seem to have so much going for them.
That is shocking even to me. In fact, I was not aware of that, but mm-hmm. That is interesting, especially because, of course, I think everyone knows about Detroit's problems. But yes, Houston is definitely not seen in the same light. So I guess I'll have to do some more reading on that.
Well, it was surprising. And then they mentioned 82% unfunded liabilities. I mean, it just, I can't even conceive of what the future is going to look like, given the fact that people think they've got a retirement program that's going to be there regardless. And most people don't know about these unfunded liabilities and how unbelievably unstable that situation is. You know, we talked to Andy Gauss, who was on the show one day, and about the gold situation. You brought up gold a few minutes ago, and he said he had calculated the reason pretty much why the gold price is staying down is that for every ounce of gold that is sold, there is an ounce on paper that is sold. And it's 400 to 1 ounces of paper to ounces of gold. I don't know if I'm making that clear or not, but that because people are buying so much paper and not gold, It's the supply or the demand is not being affected. We'll be back after this four-minute break with our guest today, James Corbett. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The Power Hour, 24 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world. We're talking to James Corbett today, jamescorbett.com and FukushimaUpdate.com. We'll get to Fukushima, given the fact that he lives in Japan, has lived there since 2004. You just told me during the break, James, that you were on vacation. Where does a person in Japan go on vacation? I'm just curious.
Well, a Canadian in Japan goes to Canada, and oh. it was my family's first trip back to Canada since our son was born. So my son got to meet his uncles and grandpa, and yeah, it was very, very, very good, but very, very exhausting.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Well, glad to have you with us today discussing what's happening in the real world out there, or sort of the real world. I don't know that we know what is reality versus what has been created, because so many of the news stories seem to be created. We were talking about gold earlier and about the paper gold versus real gold and the people that have been snookered, in my estimation. I don't know. Other people might disagree with that. But that they have been talked into taking paper gold. What are your thoughts on that, and do you think that is a reason why gold has lagged behind?
There is no doubt that paper gold absolutely skews the price, the spot price that is used to look at the value of gold itself. And there's different estimates by different people that have been done about how much paper gold there is relative to real gold and how much that skews the price. I've seen anywhere from $50,000 to $65,000 an ounce being the true price if all of the paper gold was actual physical gold, or if the paper gold was reduced down to physical gold. We would see prices in the $50,000 to $65,000 range or something of that sort. I don't think anyone's expecting that it will really go there if and when the paper gold markets start to collapse, but certainly there's a huge upside if and when COMEX fails to deliver on physical gold or something of that nature. But I think there's been a couple of extremely interesting events in the gold markets in the last couple of weeks, and they're both related, and they're both to do with China. And the first was in the middle of this month, when China released their monthly reporting to the IMF of their gold holdings. And for the first time since 2009, they suddenly and supposedly in the month of June acquired 600 tons of gold, which I think we all know didn't happen in the month of June. But everyone has known for a very long time that China is stockpiling gold. I mean, there's all sorts of different ways that we can find out about that, and there's just no doubt that China has been stockpiling gold for the last 6 or 7 years since they actually changed their official gold holdings. And I think everyone understands they have more than the 1,658 tons that they're now officially reporting. It's just a question of how much more. Some people are estimating 3,000, some people estimate 8,000, some people have estimated 10, 20, I've even heard 30,000 tons as an estimate for how much gold the Chinese central bank actually has in reserve. But at any rate, they finally raised the amount that they actually have. And I think there's a couple of reasons why they might have done that now, one of which is because, as I'm sure your listeners probably know by this point, China is angling to become one of the currencies in the IMF's special drawing rights basket, which is kind of this, it's not a currency, but it's like a reserve currency that's held by central banks and is redeemable in yen or dollars or euros or the other one, pounds, of course. So those four are seen as kind of like international reserve currencies because they are part of this special drawing rights basket. China is angling to get the yuan included in that basket. So part of that, I think, is a part of the reason why they upgraded their reserve holdings, their official reserve holdings with the IMF, is to say, well, we've got significant backing to the yuan. This 1,658 tons that they're now admitting to puts them in fifth place overall as the fifth largest holder of gold in the world after the U.S. and Germany, the IMF itself, Italy and France. So that was one of the reasons. And I think the other reason is that partly I think this is to do with the Chinese stock market crash. Again, I think China is opening the kimono a little bit, if you'll excuse the mixed metaphor there, to show that, we have significant firepower to back up this stock market. And what's happening in there is, yeah, it's bad, but we've got enough firepower to back it up. Don't worry. So I think that's part of why they decided now to upgrade their gold holdings. But there's an interesting side aspect to that, because, of course, if China suddenly announces, oh, yeah, we have 600 more tons than we said we did, then that's going to put an upward pressure on the price of gold. I mean, obviously, people are looking at that and going, well, you know, the physical gold is going to be more scarce if China's buying, so we should buy some. Now, so that creates an upward pressure, which makes it harder for the Chinese central bank to buy gold. So
interesting. Yeah. And now that one-fifth of all the gold they're now saying is owned by these central banks, at least 20%. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with our guest today, James Corbett, CorbettReport.com. Stay tuned.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Just want to let you know there will be no email blast this week. That's because Catherine is on vacation. She has a well-deserved vacation, and nobody, I mean nobody, can do the email blast the way she does. So there will be no email blast this week, and I do apologize, but I really want her to enjoy this week off, and she works so incredibly hard. You have no idea in all the good work she does on those email blasts. So to those of you who are expecting your email blast, just don't email me this week. You will not be getting one. And Cynthia is on vacation this week also. And I, again, my thanks to Wanda covering the news. Remember the specials we have at the Power Mall. We've got a lot of really good items. Healing Spices by Dr. Bhagirath Agarwal. Now remember, he is at MD Anderson. He is a PhD who says there are spices that are as powerful as chemotherapy, but we have to know how to use them, what they are. And in his book, Healing Spices, he lists those. Dr. Mary's Monkey is on special. The Seed Garden on how to seed save. North American Urban Spice, Willard Water on special. Good Health Naturally and Just Like Sugar is still on special. If you've never tried it, it is absolutely excellent. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowerball.com. And please do check out Power Hour Gold. It's a way you can get smaller increments of gold. PowerHourGold.com. Just put your contact information in there, and Rod will give you a call, and I think you'll be impressed with what they have to offer. PowerHourGold.com. We're talking to James Corbett today, CorbettReport.com. He writes for the International Forecaster, and he does a tremendous job in making news available that makes sense. I really like his writing style. I like his video style. I like what he does. I like the way he talks. He just makes so much sense. And so I'm going to let you talk to him a little bit later. So if you'd like to get your phone calls in at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, if you have a question or comment from him. James, getting back to gold again, the artificial manipulation of gold or manipulation of gold, be that whatever it is, also of the stock markets, also of the LIBOR, you know, it just seems like the business of finance is as corrupt, it is so much more corrupt than we can even imagine. I don't know that we will ever know the corruption that goes on. But now we've got this bond market issue, and we've got so many people that are looking at losing an awful lot of money. What are you hearing internationally that is going on with the United States? Since we don't hear anything about Greece anymore, it just kind of like went off into oblivion. Nothing ever happened with Greece, or, you know, we don't know what happened with Greece. What are you hearing on the international scene about the status of the United States and others?
Well, let's just finish up with that gold story, because I think there's an interesting other side to that that shows the manipulation and how that works, is that what we were talking about before the break is that the Chinese raising of their official gold reserves, it puts an upward pressure theoretically on the price of gold. But what we've seen since that announcement has been that gold has actually crashed downwards, and people might wonder why that is. Well, there was an interesting event that occurred the Monday after they announced their gold holding reserve upward status. They announced that on Friday, July 17th. On Monday the 20th, there was an interesting event on the Shanghai Gold Exchange, where usually in an entire day there's about 25 tons of gold that's traded. But in a two-minute window, 5 tons of gold was dumped on the market, and that brought the spot price of gold on Monday fell $43 an ounce to $1,087. That's a 3.8% fall. So obviously there was something that very strange that happened there, and it's very possible that the People's Bank of China had something to do with that. But here's the interesting thing: if China wants to say, "Hey, look, we've got a lot of gold. We're backstopping the yuan. Look, it's all safe," but they want to continue buying gold cheaply as they have been doing for the last few years because of the depressed gold price. Well, how do you do that? How do you keep the prices from going up? Well, why not dump 5 tons of gold into the market in 2 minutes, and suddenly you've got a $43 an ounce savings. That's a huge amount of money that you can save if you want to buy back those 5 tons and many more tons over the preceding months. So it's good to put that in perspective. I mean, they just announced that their holdings went up 600 tons, supposedly, in 1 month. And if you get rid of 5 tons of that, you can get a $43 an ounce savings on your gold purchases. So there's layers and layers and layers to these types of manipulations that go on. And of course, it's not just happening in China. It happens everywhere. So the point about the U.S. and the bond market is a good one, because this is the next shoe to drop. I mean, this is the big bond bubble that has been blown as part of this quantitative easing over the last several years. It's not a secret. It's not a conspiracy theory. I mean, one of the chief executives at the Bank of England Cleveland a few years ago was talking about the largest bubble in history has been blown deliberately in the bond markets as a result of this QE. I think everyone sees and understands that. At one point, I think at the height of the QE madness, something like 80% of U.S. treasuries were being bought by the Fed itself. So, I mean, that's a pretty obvious manipulation that's happened. So now people are concerned about liquidity in the bond markets, because who are the motivated buyers of U.S. treasuries at this point, considering that the Fed is supposedly going to do this rate hike later this year, or that's what everyone's talking about. Who's actually going to be buying bonds at this point? Well, pretty much no one. So there's this big liquidity crisis supposedly that's happening in the bond market, which I think is just the prelude to what could happen if the bottom falls out of the bond bubble. And ultimately, I mean, I know a lot of people are talking about specific time frames. A lot of people are pointing to September, et cetera. And I don't get into that kind of predicting the date business, because it's almost invariably wrong. But certainly we could see something happen in this fall window. I mean, there's a lot of different things that are centering around this. And let's not forget that the Fed itself, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, has opened up an emergency adjunct office in Chicago, I believe it was, because they're worried about some sort of, I don't know, hurricane or something, some sort of natural event. That's what they're officially putting out. But behind the scenes, people are talking about something related to what might occur during this Fed rate hike that's supposed to occur later this year. They're starting this adjunct office in Chicago just for emergency operation planning. So, I mean, there's a lot of this going around in the air right now, and a lot of people are concerned about this. And I think the most important thing to understand about this is that whatever type of, you know, big bursting of that bond bubble occurs, it will not just affect the United States. It would affect the entire world at this point. I mean, the entire world is very much on the knife edge right now between contracting and barely maintaining its slight expansion of global GDP, global economic productivity. And something like that would obviously plunge us back into a nightmare crisis scenario. So I think we are on very much a knife edge at the moment, and it takes is one destabilizing event like that to put us into some very dark economic times, which is why I think people really do need to be prepared, not just financially, although of course that's important, but I think mentally, I mean culturally, societally, we need to be more prepared for this type of event than what we are. And it really scares me to think, I mean, imagine the people living in the Great Depression, who were still primarily an agrarian society, primarily a rural society, people who were not used to iPads and whatever, you know, modern inventions. They had a hard enough time coping with what happened in the 30s. Can you imagine if that kind of cataclysm hit today, what the people of today would go through?
Well, you know, I am concerned about the interest rate being increased now, probably more than ever, because we are paying so much on the interest of the debt that if the interest rate goes up, can we effectively continue to even do that much, pay the interest on the debt?
Oh, if the Fed decides to print the money, they can do whatever they want. I think the important thing to keep in mind about this system is that as the U.S. is, the U.S. dollar is still the world reserve currency, at least at the current time, they can continue to print it till the cows come home and continue to, I mean, it's just a question of adding zeros, whether it's millions, billions, or trillions, or quadrillions, eventually it'll reach that point. I mean, it's just funny money. It truly has no meaning. So they can continue printing it and meeting their debt obligations that way. It's the point at which the faith in that system collapses is the point at which that's when the cows come home to roost. And that's completely the wrong metaphor, but you understand what I'm saying. And I think we are edging closer towards that. I don't think that's the kind of change that's going to happen overnight, but I do absolutely see that coming. And I think this whole China and the SDR and all of this is part of that long-term waning of the U.S. dollar as the world reserve and the building up of something else entirely. And I think this is all part of the long-term plan for a global government and global currency. And it's going to take some very, I think, hellish twists and turns to convince the American people and the people of the world generally that, yes, we do need this kind of system. And that's what I'm really afraid of, because ultimately crisis and adversity plays into the hands of the globalists at this point. All they have to do is create a crisis big enough for people to beg for a solution.
Oh, boy. That is really depressing. I mean, that I'm afraid that's where it's at. I'm afraid that's where we're headed. You know, I mentioned the Greece situation a while ago. You know, Cyprus and Greece is kind of like, oh, yeah, well, that's yesterday's news. No big deal there. What do we know about what has transpired in Greece? What do we know about the status there now? Because we don't see anybody demonstrating. But I can't imagine that they're all happy and, you know, gone back to life as usual.
No, one would think not, but you're right. It has completely disappeared from the news cycle, or if not completely, pretty much almost completely disappeared from the news cycle, and there has to be a reason for that. And I think ultimately the tension of the sort of knife edge that it was on has disappeared. And now, I mean, there's still the bailout talks that are ongoing, and there's still different I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed, but ultimately, it looks like this is all going ahead at this point, and there is going to be financing up to 86 billion euros for another round of bailout and basically kicking the can down the road. So I think basically, I mean, we're going to see the kind of crisis averted type headlines and everything's tickety-boo, where, of course, ultimately, I mean, even the IMF at this point admits that the debt really is unpayable, and they really do have to do another huge debt haircut before this will even be something that's even feasible for the Greek government to ever pay back. But that's not the type of thing that's going to make headlines. So, yes, I mean, the Greek people are and should be extremely angry for everything that's taken place, not only because, of course, it was the politicians who sold their country down the road. I mean, it wasn't the Greek people, the average person on the street, who somehow ran up this billions and billions of dollars of debt. It was the politicians and the Goldman Sachs officials who helped them. And that, again, that's 100% on the record that Goldman Sachs helped cook the books for Greece to even get in the Eurozone in the first place. But now, of course, we saw Syriza do the referendum and then turn around and completely sell the people out. So again, this is business as usual, but unfortunately this is the way that this is has unfolded, and we're hearing all sorts of things about there was a plan B and a secret team to create a secret plan to start printing drachma and things of that nature. Who knows to what extent this is real, to what extent this is being constructed after the fact as a way to sort of save face for some of these characters. And there are some interesting characters swirling around here, not only the former finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, but also his replacement, who I believe is a Harvard-trained economist. So we see some interesting people who are connected to various financial interests and old boys clubs that are finding their way into positions of power in the Greek government anyway. So I think, again, it's just kind of business as usual, and we shouldn't really be surprised about this. But I think the ultimate, again, the long-term game plan here for Europe itself is that ultimately I think they actually benefit from this crisis, because the ECB now gets to parade around, the European Central Bank gets to parade around and say, look, you know, it's these irresponsible periphery countries like Greece and Italy and playing these games with us that's going to get us into trouble. What we need is more power to actually manage the individual economies of all of these Eurozone countries. And I think that's where this is heading. Maybe not as a direct result of this particular round of crisis, but somewhere or somehow this narrative is being laid out. And I think the ECB is going to start taking more and more power, exactly as I've always said, and a lot of people have said. I mean, this is ultimately what the globalist game plan is to create the crises and then offer the solution, which is more consolidation, more of the poison that created the problem in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I just want to bring up that the Dow, after opening about 16 minutes ago, is down 167 thus far, and gold is at about 10, I think, 95. So starting to see some change there. You know, I sent you an email earlier that I got from Ron Kleinfelter that says a lot of things happened in January 1st of this year. And I was just appalled at looking at these changes, like Medicare tax went from 1.45% to 2.35%. The top income bracket went from 35% to 39.6%. I mean, all of this that we don't hear anything about just shocked me. Top income payroll tax went from 37% to 52%. It's kind of like all of this is being done in the dark of night. capital gains tax from 15% to 28%. I didn't hear any of these on famous Fox Business News, which is where you would expect to hear some of this kind of information.
Well, you would if it was true, but a lot of this is, if not out and out false, it is certainly very highly selected information with some very highly selected numbers. So I think it's one of these emails that gets passed around because it is so shocking. But when you actually start to look into it, a lot of these numbers are not really telling the truth. And just as some examples of that, I mean, for example, they talk about the estate tax going from 0% to 55%. Well, the estate tax, there was specifically in 2010, if you died in 2010, there was a specific provision for a 0% special rule that was brought in for 2010 specifically, but it was only 2010. And even today, I mean, the estate tax only applies to over $5 million estates, so not sort of your average person. And even then, it's only 40%, not the 55% claimed in that email. I mean, all of these different numbers, I mean, income payroll tax is 37.4 to 52.2% or whatever is claimed here. That isn't even actually a specific designation of any type of government tax, so it's not exactly certain what they're even referring to there. But the bill in question that actually did this, the American Taxpayer Relief Act, actually reduced effective rates from 6.2 to 4.2%. So a lot of this is wrong. But having said that, Obamacare actually really is bad for a lot of different reasons, and it's important not to mix those reasons up and dilute them with incorrect.
Yeah,
facts.
You know, that's a good point. And you know, yesterday they voted down on reversing Obamacare yesterday. They voted it down. I mean, we'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Call today and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's the number 2. 844-MY-GOLD-2.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We've only got James Corbett with us for till the top of the hour. It's very late over in his area, and I appreciate so much that he is joining us today. Kim, anything that we need to talk about to finish up before we move on to Fukushima? Because I'd like to see if there's any news on Fukushima.
Let's just go there.
Okay. Is there anything that has been done, or is this just quietly being kept from the public so that when it all explodes and there's never any answer to it, that everybody will just be shocked and surprised? I mean, is there anything that has been done to mitigate this situation?
Well, there are things that are being done and attempted to happen right now, but they're meeting with limited degrees of success. So over the last several months, we've seen different things like the attempts to image the actual reactors themselves to see where the reactors are ultimately lying since they've melted through, and that was less successful than had been hoped, as perhaps was no surprise. Various robots have been sent in to, I think, both Reactor 1 and Reactor 2, and most of them have failed in various ways after giving very little information. So there's still the ongoing problems of that type of nature. There's also, they're trying to remove a 20-ton piece of debris from one of the spent fuel pools that currently has over 500 spent fuel rods. That's one of the next major steps of the cleanup, quote-unquote. And one of the big stories of the last week or so is that now they're trying to basically revoke most of the evacuation orders in the evacuation zone around Fukushima by March of 2017, which people are now saying is basically an attempt to just speed up the process that area has not and is not cleaned up and is not safe for return. But they're trying to ultimately, I guess, put a smiley, happy face on it before the Olympics and make it seem like everything's tickety-boo. And one of the main issues of this is that people living in that area are going to be exposed to at least 20 millisieverts of radiation a year. Just to put that in perspective, the globally accepted limit for radiation absorption is 1 millisievert per year. But the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, says, don't worry, anything up to 20 millisieverts poses no immediate danger to human health. So this is the gloss that's being put on it as they're starting to basically tell people to go back home. It's all safe to return to the area.
Mm. Now, the Olympics is what year?
2020.
Oh, my goodness. I can't, do the people in Japan understand what a problem they have there? I mean, it just seems like nobody's ever mentions anything about it. And didn't they have some kind of a law passed that you couldn't talk in terms of what happened at Fukushima? I mean, do people know the danger there?
There was a secrecy bill that was passed, I believe, in December of 2013, and that bill prevents whatever is termed to be state secrets from being disclosed via the media. So basically, that could, of course, apply to insiders talking about Fukushima, but we haven't had a whole lot of insiders spilling all sorts of information. There have been bits and pieces that have come out, but I don't think there's been anything that's been that, you know, incredible that's come out from the inside. So I'm not sure if this is necessarily something that was specifically about Fukushima. But anyway, it's there in law. So if someone did come out with something that the government decided was a state secret, they could be prosecuted for publishing that information. Mm. So obviously that's just another kind of nail in the coffin of any idea of press freedom here in Japan. But yes, I mean, we've seen all sorts of attempts by the government to try to curtail and manipulate and basically make sure that no very bad coverage of this really gets out there. And we've seen people talking about how there's been more interference by the government of this administration than any other previous government. So yes, there's a lot of manipulation happening here. And as a result, the Japanese people aren't really being informed that well about what's happening at Fukushima.
Unbelievable. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. Good show. Lots of good information today. And I really appreciate your being back on the Power Hour. You have a blessed evening, and we will talk to you soon.